What are we going to do about it, Hop?
Well, I'm trying to work that out. Perhaps the best thing would be to make sure of this.
Well, what are you going to do? Loop back and have a look through the cockpit window?
No, there's an easier way than that. Switch on the radio, Tank, let it warm up.
Roger. But you don't reckon he'll be switched on, do you?
Well, that's most unlikely.
Hang on, I'll tune in the frequency for you.
Terrorism around the globe, further mass casualty attacks.
Who does argue with Dick Cheney?
Good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radios. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control over this city as to bring you the special bullet.
Australia's anti-terrorism movement.
102.3! Look, the cicadas.
They left their hibernation tunnels and caves.
They're on the devastating march into Australian electorates.
Hey, they're regrouping and heading for...
for Western battle homes with dissatisfied miffed coalition voters.
Of course, the news of cicadas gets magnified.
By BBC and CNN in the Anglophile world.
Where other hard-pressed leaders applaud for their electoral reasons.
Hey buddy, I bet they're gonna attack the minorities.
Such as Aboriginals, Asian and Middle Eastern strangers.
People under 30, drug users, intellectuals, non-Christian religions.
The cicadas are turning up in the right cycle of elections.
Feasting on the fear over undecided vegetables, flowers or tubers.
In unsuspecting electorates.
Warning, 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 warning.
But Hop, this is most important. Look behind you.
Unless you do so, you are going to lose the thinking population.
And the Attorneys General have agreed to investigate how they can toughen laws, anti-terrorism laws. They don't go far enough. Mr. Ruddick says even tougher laws will help to stop what he calls homegrown terrorism.
You ask yourself, how do they get themselves to that point? Is it something they woke up one morning and said, gee, this is something I've got to do? Will Australia be a safer place?
To commit a terrorist attack.
The biggest terrorism raid in Australian history.
It's clear that they were planning some sort of terrorist act in Islamic dress. Most of them had
beards. How tight is it? Extremely tight security. Police executed dramatic nighttime raids.
And chemicals, and they had religious material, inflammatory Islamic material, started shouting really, really loudly in Arabic, including Allah Akbar. And that if you connect all of the dots on that...
people like me are going to start feeling slightly uneasy, slightly a little bit embarrassed about how this is being handled and about our international reputation. We play politics when it comes to terrorism.
Under the bridge lived a great, ugly troll with eyes as big as saucers and a nose as long as a poker.
Al-Qaeda.
SBS's Dateline program has examined declassified ASIO files and found the organization had moles in the national broadcaster spying on colleagues. The Federal Attorney General, Philip Ruddick, says ASIO isn't spying on ABC staff now.
Terrorism.
Well, come along. I've got two spears and I'll poke your eyeballs out at your ears. I've got besides two great flat stones and I'll crush you to bits, body and bones.
Terrorists.
The reality is, we are not mushrooms.
In Islamic dress.
Now, I'm coming to gobble you up.
We play politics when it comes to terrorism.
Are saying that he says things that he didn't say, or are saying that he didn't say things that he did say.
The Brisbane court was told that Hanif's mobile phone SIM card was in the jeep that exploded at Glasgow Airport. But the ABC has revealed it was actually found 350 kilometres away at a house in Liverpool.
It's not for the media to judge it.
In fact, the SIM card was found in Liverpool.
Now, I'm coming to gobble you up.
This error will cause them, the prosecution, a lot of grief. I think a competent cross-examiner will cut the police to pieces on the committal, and it may well be that the prosecution case will collapse.
I have no comment to make about the handling of the prosecution because it's being handled by me.
I think it'd be a good idea if people, no disrespect to the media, but I think it'd be a good idea if everybody let the prosecution be conducted and let the matter be properly ventilated. I am conducting the prosecution. If anybody has questions about the conduct, then those questions should be directed to me.
He had a very loud voice of his own.
In Islamic dress, chemicals, and they had religious material. And most of them had Islamic material. Started shouting really, really loudly in Arabic, including Allah Akbar.
Terrorists.
Here's a favourite old bush song, and we'd like you all to sing along.
The old gum tree.
Like this.
Oh, yeah.
From one place of detention to another, Dr. Hanif will be held at Villawood Detention Centre, where detainees are charged about $120 for every day that they're locked up.
I've talked to the Prime Minister of Australia about this, but I want people to know that we have acted very quickly, the authorities have acted very quickly to deal with potential future.
Now we'll have some fun with this song.
I suspect Dr. Hanif passes the character test. I have come to the conclusion, I reasonably suspect, that Dr. Hanif passes the character test.
Merry, merry king of the bush.
I have parallel to that responsibility to turn my mind to criminal conduct, turning my mind to criminal conduct, to turn my mind to criminal conduct passes the character test.
But the point I'd make is that I think there have been established links. That's the point. But the point I'd make is that I have no specific information. The point I would make is that that in Australia people are presumed guilty until proven innocent. One wouldn't be surprised. But the point I'd make is that I think there have been established links. I don't follow the investigation that closely to know, but I have no specific information. It's a pleasure. I think there have been established links, but I have no specific information. It's a pleasure. And so you can't necessarily get access to the people with whom you wish to speak and consult. And so the Act was amended, and in Australia people are presumed guilty until proven innocent. It's a pleasure. And in Australia people are presumed guilty until proven innocent. And so the Act was amended. It's a pleasure.
This is clearly 100% about politics and about the government's short-term political survival. Any government that sacrifices basic legal principles and basic freedoms for their own short-term political interest to the government, but it's against freedom and against democracy. It's an absolute disgrace, and it should send a chill down the spine of every Australian. It's the perfect example of guilt by association.
The old gum tree.
Ah, fly a flag on you, Ariel.
Hi there, my name is Major General Rudy Schwarzkopf. I'm the official spokesman for the same international financial interest that Bill O'Reilly works for. I'm the spokesman for the U.S. military industrial complex. You know, the guys Dwight Eisenhower mentioned in his last address to the nation way back in the 40s. Now, I've been asked to talk to you good patriots and citizens by the drug runners and sex offenders that run this country, I mean your official federal representatives, about why we did 9/11. I mean why the terrorists did 9/11. As the judges used to say in the old Roman Empire when they had to investigate a crime, si bono, Who benefits? Now, if you take a good look at who has benefited from 9/11, you will see that the major weapons manufacturers in this country have all suffered. The amount of tax that they are paying now has skyrocketed out of control from these unfortunate wars that the Third World has been picking on us with. Now, Osama bin Laden is trying to destroy the U.S. weapons industry by making them pay more tax, while last year alone, the big boys paid in excess of $2 million each to the federal coffers. Now, luckily, due to some very clever accounting practices and offshore movements, the big boys were saved from ruin. Now, I've been briefed by the big fat guy with the balding head, I mean the vice president, that Halliburton and Carlyle Group are running out of places to store their cash. This is putting tremendous strain on their warehouse facilities, and it looks like they are going to have to bring Scrooge McDuck in for some logistics advice, and also to tell them where to install the diving tower. So as you can see, the U.S. military-industrial complex is under tremendous strain due to this unfortunate turn of events. The last thing they wanted was another $20 a plate, no-bid catering contract on 200,000 meals daily in the Middle East. The accountant headache this has caused for the big boys is melting their hard drives into submission. No one's counting anymore. These companies have resorted to backing the double Pantech trailers full of taxpayers' cash into landfill to be counted later, when there's no war, around 2112. So as you can see, when you ask yourself, good citizens, who benefits, I think I have given you a convincing argument that it ain't us. The big boys. The real benefits are going to the people of the Middle East. We are spending billions of dollars on them every week, bringing them peace and democracy American style. You can see the trickle-down effect of this on your weapons manufacturer-owned mainstream media every night. New legs, eyes, noses flown in for Iraqi kiddies who unfortunately get caught in the crossfire between the U.S. Marines and the CIA-funded and trained terrorists, Al-Qaeda. Now, the president has told me to tell you good citizens, especially the ones living in cars and the ones who can't afford health care and the ones whose kiddies can't get good education, that once this thing's over, he'll get straight onto it, just like he did on the day of 9/11. He will treat your problems in the same way he did when the towers came crashing down like some gigantic meat grinder. He will think about your problems before he acts. So as you can see, good citizens, you have the president steering this ship called America through pitch black waters on a moonless night on its maiden voyage of the new century. So just sit back and relax and listen to the orchestra as this ship plows ahead at full steam. The president has assured me that any icebergs ahead will be dealt with by him and him alone. Good night, and God bless you all, especially you who sleep below decks tonight, because as you can see, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. This is Major General Rudy Schwarzkopf signing off on behalf of the taxation harassed corporate weapons manufacturers of America. Bye now.
George is bearing down like a pig.
Vice President Cheney, members of Congress, distinguished guests, and fellow citizens.
We wish you a warm welcome.
We made a lot of progress thanks to good policies here in Washington. Much is asked of us to spend the people's money without animosity and without amnesty. For all other Americans, for the millions of other Americans, more than 100 million men, women, and children, whose problems leave them to future generations. When decisions are hard, terrorists is needed. Deterrorists is needed. Deterrorists is needed. Is needed. Is needed. Deterrorists. So let us work together and do it now, in environmentally sensitive ways. Oil, oil, oil.
Tarzan, King of the Apes.
Every one of us wishes this war were over and won.
The ape man swung through the trees with the women to a forest glade, where he fed them and allowed them to rest. There, Jane, equally intrigued by Tarzan, forced a few words of English into his primitive mind.
It is still within our power to shape the outcome of this battle.
Tarzan! Tarzan, wait!
Let us find our resolve and turn events toward victory.
Oh, please, Tarzan, take us at once.
In the end, I chose this course of action because it provides the best chance for success. Many in this chamber understand that America must not fail in Iraq.
Tarzan! Tarzan, wait!
Because you understand that the consequences of failure would be grievous and far-reaching.
I don't think Tarzan would have done that.
Our country is pursuing a new strategy in Iraq, and I ask you to give it a chance to work. And I ask you to support our troops in the field and those on their way. God bless.
You're listening to...
Tarzan, King of the Apes.
They're often racing in the world domination sponsored terrorist stakes. Hot favourite fear was first to jump, followed by control the people, closely backed up by scare the pants off them with tell any lies you can, get away with, followed next by get the timing right and the people will believe. Three lengths further back we have kill free speech by calling it sedition, expel the busker then make him pay. Further down the field looking for a run are Al-Qaeda without a rider and Jameer Islamir by an ear. They're blowing themselves up, closely followed by George Bush with Johnny Howard licking close behind. Tony Blair smiling up there too, this could be anyone's race. Three lengths further back and gaining ground, we have secure the nation by Christmas. I stifle the debate to one day only with a tongue tie on and curb national scrutiny, followed closely by reduce the separation of powers and cause constitutional headaches. Bill of Rights trying to get a look in, but fear has got the blinkers on. The race that stops a nation could stop this nation. It's not going to be decided today, but be sure it will be decided by Christmas.
Terrorism has changed the world, and Australia is not immune. But the way of life that we value so highly must go on. Australians are friendly, friendly, alarmed, decent, friendly, democratic, decent, friendly, alarmed, suspicious people. And we're going to stay that way. Our security agencies have been suspicious and will be providing you with terrorism. All of us can play a part by keeping an eye out for any friendly, decent, democratic people. Over the coming weeks, the Commonwealth Government will be providing you with suspicious information on how we can work together to be alarmed, suspicious people. And we're going to stay that way. Terrorism is our way of life. Terrorism is our way of life. If you see something suspicious, the Commonwealth Government will be providing you with terrorism. Our way of life.
Authorised by the Commonwealth Government, Canberra.
Talkback radio obviously is highly influential, listened to by a lot of people.
With Labor well ahead in the polls, dominating the government on global warming. Add to that the Prime Minister's blunder on climate change.
It is a cry of pain from an Australian government which sees itself as having suffered the death of a thousand cuts.
Well, he is the Prime Minister. Well, good luck to him and his legal advice.
To inflict some pain on me, I don't know whether that was right or wrong.
I'm a very practical sort of bloke. Can I promise delivering a miracle on this? Promise to roll up the sleeves? Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
The people opened their newspapers today to read a vitriolic open letter from Australia's Foreign Minister Alexander Downer. Mr Downer refers to prostitution.
That is what Mr Downer is doing.
At the end of the day, and to go back to the go back and where you know who were big
I have been surprised. I want to inflict pain on the people of Australia. The warmth and compassion flying in the face of modern day reality to take us back. It's old fashioned. It's very backward looking.
We are really talking about a policy prescription to drive back into the dark ages.
of the human race.
Here to lace the human race with a booming taste. This is the move.
This is a movement of
this to make you move.
This is a movement of
this is the move.
This is a movement of
miraculous activist activity. Imagine this activist activity decree. Universal law, freedom for the people from all extremities. Building our energies endlessly.
Kicking the message to the street.
Demanding to be heard and not hurting like sheep. Or murdered by cheats and liars of the empire. That's why we burn a fire, inspire that will require all to listen up. Speak out, hear the call, unified as we watch Babylon fall. Unified as we rise up to hear the call. Unified as we chant
Babylon fall.
Unified as we all rise up. Taste this lyrical punch and digest to get you jumping up high. Up inside and all throughout this mix. Bump, bend, jetty with onward, steady, ready, focus while we puncture the ceiling, concealing feelings that totally to be heard.
Word of my friends, I'm going insane. Dust in their nose and shit in their veins. It feels like a government conspiracy to turn them all into walking zombies. Selling smack at the back of the cop shop. That is where it's at to suppress the class war attack.
We made a pact to stack each strike with a sack of pure dope. Concentrate the lab. The bombs we make penetrate the map and bring you at the actual location on site, and then demand you take a stand. Now MC Izzy expand.
Part of the plan, the corporate scam of world domination and globalization. Mass destruction from overconsumption. Our lives in the hands of greed and corruption.
Illumination, a revelation to revolution. No substitution for the ones to produce the band. Ill conversation, rotation for evolution gain. No substitution for the ones who get loose and proclaim.
Find out what's going on.
Exploitation of workers, inhumane practice. Shell drilling hell along with military tactics. Active factors, whack is Nestle. Lying to mothers, telling them not to breastfeed. Greed continues to sell us what we do not need. Feed from Maccas and KFC, nutrition free. Coke and the CEOs, agency of C's. Fucking the earth, the water, the air we breathe. Now take heed and be concerned, or greed will leave us all burned. The needle on the meter about to fall without returning to a state of naivety. Suggest what we need to be doing. Assembling, crewing, all forces renewing. Ruins with true and regenerate. A creative motive devoted wholeheartedly. Every artery, artistry while we upturn. Corruption, we be best to unlearn. We be best, we be best to unlearn. DJ Rocky Rock, let the record turn.
What a group of kids we've sent out into the world.
This is the move.
This is the move.
This to make you move.
This is the move.
This is the move.
This is the move. I'm miraculous.
Activist
activity.
Imagine this. Activist activity decree. Universal law, freedom for the people from all extremities. Building our energies endlessly.
Kicking the message to the street.
Demanding to be heard and not hurted like sheep. Or murdered by cheats and liars of the empire. That's why we burn a fire inspired that will require all to listen up. Speak out and hear the call. Unified as we watch Babylon fall. Unified as we rise up to hear the call. Unified when we chant Babylon fall. Unified as we all rise up.
And basically with our mates, we stick by our mates through thick and thin, being sort of cheapskate populist politicians.
The Prime Minister John Howard,
prime suspect in the disappearance of
ABC News.
Normal program is not available at the moment, so instead I'm going to play you some very interesting bits and pieces. For Radio National.
Hooker hit a tree and are calling on anyone with information about the case to come forward.
There's no great cause for concern yet.
The Livestock Transporters Association has been killed. The blood has surged to 10%, for giving extra oomph.
ABC News.
ABC News. ABC News.
ABC News.
ABC News.
ABC News.
To finance
1.1%,
6,401 trusty points, 2,517, 12,652.
The dollar was dumped. Destroyed vans.
Closed down 4,100.
Take two.
Seniors.
Pay you. Pay you.
What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on?
The rates are more likely to rise, fall in the medium term.
The Bureau of Statistics.
To finance, threatening text message.
Space junk.
Stalking the government.
A-A-A-B-B-B-C-C.
Cyber predators.
We are your enemy.
Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Main jobs.
The police riot squad
will wake up with hate in their hearts and plotting another attack.
Their heads are bashed in with a hat peak, essentially an axe handle with a long spike on the end.
It is the only solution that anyone can think of as viable and sensible.
Indescribable acts of brutality for Radio National.
The normal program is not available at the moment, so instead I'm going to play you some very interesting bits and pieces.
UFO sightings.
Satisfied.
You are listening to Blimbin News.
I am going to stop being a radio broadcaster. I will never stop totally thinking of it because, apart from my family, it's been my life for 55 years. I've known nothing else. It's been the second great love of my life, apart from my family. I mean, I've loved every moment I've spent in radio. I loved every broadcast I've ever done.
I know you've given a lot of thought to this, and it's a momentous decision. You'll be very greatly missed. Nobody has become such an institution in Australian radio like you.
Oh, God.
In 2004, he was again found to have breached laws dealing with cash for comment. In the same year, he was also found guilty of vilifying homosexuals during a discussion about a gay couple.
Australian dollar, Brisbane, a shower or two, 21 to 30 degrees.
Before it burns up in the atmosphere.
When an accident happened, it happens because it's an accident.
It will rain again.
Seven good years followed by seven bad years.
Don't relax. You have to continually monitor the situation.
God bless.
If you are concerned about the disease,
go home, go big, and go longer.
Not a sport.
And it's simply un-Australian.
The world echoed sympathy.
That's madness.
A quantity of garden chemicals.
Welcome to the book reading.
The Prime Minister's office was unavailable for comment.
ABC, Brisbane.
The Washington Image.
Do we use people off welfare
to stop the death of 1,000 cats?
But, you know, you and your audience will believe, you know, who you want to believe.
Letting you know. Listeners can take it to a leap.
Will wake up with hate in their heart, in fact, turning up in each day.
Really, the feeling was one of euphoria that it was over. It's an odd thing to say.
I think that's socially entrenched.
To cloud their long-term judgment.
Unless it's in the national interest.
A win-win-win
has failed against political activists.
CCC.
ABCC.
Civil liberties.
Will help save the day and seal the deal.
The competition's hotting up.
Talkback Radio is a highly influential back into the dark ages.
13 billion years.
And of course, you're very welcome to mess with the program.
It's just unbelievable.
It is a cry of pain.
ABC.
It's embarrassment.
The Prime Minister John Howard bans ABC.
And I find it hard to believe we'll work in the future.
Prime Minister destroyed the squeeze. ABC destroyed ABC. The Prime Minister John Howard
dumped
ABC News.
Prime Minister
AU.
What's going on?
And I appeared in several Donald Duck stories.
Scrooge McDuck outbid the Brutopian government by paying $1 trillion and six kitchen sinks for a sample of the recently discovered substance of bombastium. That might be one that some of the politicians might like to get hold of.
From a Donald Duck magazine.
Great place, Nimbin. I've been there. What, I'll tell you what, best cinema in the world ever. I don't know if you've ever been there. When I went there, 2001 it was, saw Bridget Jones's Diary, and no, I'm not gay, but we watched it, and there was like a coach load of us. We went in there, and $13 it was back in 2001, not sure what it is now. You get a two-course meal, fantastic food, as much cask wine as you can drink. You can take your wine into the cinema with you. They've got the cinema split into two, like they've got these sort of deck chair seats at the front bit where you can sort of slope into, and these like leather chairs at the back. Halfway through the show, as though you're not pissed enough, right, they stop it. You go out the fire exit onto the side onto this grassy bank there where they've got these like picnic tables, skin up a few joints, smoke them, got 15 minutes, drink some more wine, go for a piss, come back in, watch the second half of the film. It's amazing. I'll tell you what, Bridget Jones's Diary is the best film I've ever seen. So go Nimbin.
There you go.
And just for all those listeners out there, when Wayne says cinema, he means cinema.
No, I mean cinema.
Do you have a burnable bridge? Do you burn bridges after you?
Yeah, this one here.
Because if you have a burnable bridge and you go on stage with your guitar with a burnable bridge and set it on fire, that'd be really spectacular. Even Jimi Hendrix didn't know about burning his bridge on the Telecaster.
But hop, this is most important. Look behind you.
People like me are going to start feeling slightly uneasy.
Are saying that he says things that he didn't say, or are saying that he didn't say things that he did say.
In Islamic dress. Most of them had beards, and that if you connect all of the dots on that...
We play politics when it comes to terrorism.
Now I'm coming to gobble you up.